From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting new restrictions for migrants in Europe. Germany is temporarily reinstating passport controls along its border with EU partner Austria to limit the flow of migrants and refugees. Germany and Austria recently agreed to let in migrants in a bid to alleviate the number gathering in Hungary. German police say more than 12,000 refugees seeking asylum in the European Union flooded into the southern German city of Munich on Saturday. In another attempt to control the flow of migrants, train service from Austria to Germany was suspended Sunday. Analysts predict the halting of trains would prompt more desperate scenes on the Austrian-German border as tens of thousands of refugees try to enter Germany by any means possible. Both sides in the South Sudan conflict plan to attend a special meeting on the conflict and peace agreement implementation in New York September 29th on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session. The meeting is at the invitation of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. South Sudanese Foreign Minister Barnaba Mario Benjamin told VOA Vice President James Wani Igga will lead the government's delegation.
Really, the international community, especially the United Nations, should really recognize the efforts that the President of the Republic of South Sudan, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, is doing with regards to bringing peace to his country.
Foreign Minister Barnaba said it should involve positive discussions, not be about punishment and negativity. Palestinians and Israeli police fought at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday, the violence breaking out after police entered the compound in pursuit of Palestinians who earlier had barricaded themselves in the mosque and had thrown rockets and flares at police. Israeli authorities used tear gas and threw stun grenades at Palestinian youths.